Vayter in Shas. We are in Zavachim, Daf Kuf Tesvav. Picking up on Kuf Dalu Beis by the bottom of the page. Next part of the Mishnah, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines up from the bottom. Olo Seyem B'Shalmeyem. Okay, what do we say in the Mishnah? We said, let's say we're dealing with a zava, you'll let us or mitzora. They said that if they bring their chatas and asham brought outside the base of minutes before they're able to go and do it, then it's going to be potter. But all the same, b'shalmeyem b'chutz, if they brought their olam and shlomim outside, then chayav, and they are going to be chayav. Behind even a shlomim, they knew. Says, hold on a second, do these people even bring a shlomim? The zava, and the yoledis or the mitzora, they don't bring this. They don't bring a shlomim. Amrei sheishes tini nazir. Okay, so switch it to say, what are we talking about here? We're talking about here, including a nazir. So a nazir is someone who brings a shlomim, so he's including that list over there, and that's what we're referencing in this case. Diziri kavua tanoi. Ziri's addition, that which he added, but that which is in the Mishnah is actually, as Rashi says, is the lemisne be? Let's read the whole Rashi. Does the iri kavua tanoi lemisne be masnisin mitzora behedya? When it said the mitzora immediately, straight up. All right. Derav Sheshes lo kavua tanoi. So Ziri put it in the actual Mishnah. Derav Sheshes didn't have it put into the actual text. As Rashi mi'anan mishanina la begemara vekavina la begemara hachi kichol chisur mechsua tishas. That is, according to Rav Sheshes, is brought in the Gemara, like, you know, fixing up the, it's a Chisur Mechsa, and it's adding it in over here. Okay, Amar Rav Chilki Rav Tuvi. Rav Tuvi said that lo, Amar Rav Chilki Rav Tuvi, lo shanu el lishmo. They didn't teach the din, except for a case in which the Asher was shechted for lishmo, its own sake. Since it was shechted within the Beis HaMikdash, it would not be good. Right, it's early. If it would have been shechted lishmo, or even with no particular thing within the Beis HaMikdash, it would have been no good. Avo shalo lishmo chayev. If he'd done shalo lishmo, like he did for Hashem Ola or something of the sort, then he would taka be chayev. Hol v'roi l'shalo lishmo b'fnim. Since an asham shechted shalo lishmo is something which is roi to be brought inside. Ihachi says gemara lishmo nami nechayev. That even if the asham was shechted lishmo, it should be chayev, hol v'roi l'shalo l'shmo v'fnim, since it would be roi to be brought, not for its own sake within the Beis HaMikdash, right? The fact that it's able to actually be something, the ability to make it valid inside the Beis HaMikdash by having intention for another type of carbon should make it now that it's roi to be brought within. Says Gemara, no, ba'i akira. It needs to be uprooted of its name in order for it to be acceptable as a carbon. As long as it hasn't happened, the carbon cannot be said to be roi as a carbon within. Every carbon is assumed to be destined to be shechted for lishmo until its name is actively uprooted by something having in mind a different type of carbon. So it stands that the ashram cannot be said to have been brought within. Maskava Rav Huna, v'chi yesh lecha davar she'inu kasher lishmo v'kasher shalo lishmo. Is there such a thing that it will not be kasher when it's its own sake, but it will be kasher when it's not its own sake? What does that mean? How can you paskin over here that if this asham that's brought early, that's brought out of its time, which is shechted lishmo, would be no good if a... Are you going to say that that's valid if it's shechted not lishmo? Velo, what, we don't find that? Ve'ha'arei, beep, turn the page. Kuf tesvav and aleph. What about the Pesach b'shayim Hashanah? The carbon Pesach not on the 14th of Nisan. Te'enu kashu lishmo, it's not covered lishmo. But kashu lishmo, but it is good. Shalom lishmo. Pesach b'shayim asashana, shlomim nino. It says, you can't bring this right, because it's a different carbon. It's called a shlomim. Rashi says, ve'in ze'a lishmo. That is done lishmo. Le'mim sa'ele, let's go and bring a support from le'mim sa'ele, the Rav Chilkia Bartuvi. Yachol shani motzi, that af olas mechusas man b'bailim. I would have thought, right? We have the pasuk that says that it's got to be brought, you know, to the Pesach Ol Moed. And it wasn't brought over there. They didn't bring it over there. It's teaching us one is not going to be chayav for shechita outside of the Beis HaMikdash. There's something that was not ready to be brought in. Also, the Ola. That's Mechusas Man. Mabailim of its owner, like it's an Ola of a Mitzora or of a woman to give birth, which is shechted before its time came, in which case the owner did not, is not the yotze his chov. Ve Asham Nazir, Ve Asham Mitzora, these as well, right? They're going to be puzzle. Tamad Lomar, says the Gemara. Therefore, the Torah comes and tells us that Shor Mikol Makom, Kevis Mikol Makom, Eiz Mikol Makom, Vil Chata Shayara, where it leaves out the Chatas, Mamayiskin, and what are we dealing with? Elam of Isman, if you want to say we're talking about a case in which the carbon was shechted in its proper time and it's done lishmo, says Rashi. The Ma'iri Ashem, the why does the Brisa say that the Pasuk is coming to include specifically an Ashem, Afil Chatas Nami, Ela Shalob is Lizmano. Rather, we have to say that the Brisa is talking about a case Bryce is talking about a carbon shechted not in its proper time, right before the time. Ubi mai, and with what intention? Ilim lishmo ashma mai chayev. Right, if you say something lishmo, then if the animal's an ashim, why is shecht? Why is one is shechted going to be chayev? The animal's not fit to be brought inside. Alav shalol lishmo must be done shalol lishmo. So we see that one is going to be chayev for shechting an ashim before this man, and not for its own sake. Outside the base of Migdash, that's like Rav Chilkiah Rituvia had said before. Now, comes along, the Gemara says, well, number second, Liola Mizmano, we can now go ahead and we're gonna back up Rav Huna's his approach. Liola Mizmano, really, we could say the Bryce is talking about where he shechted it, Mizmano. Vishalosh Moshalosh Mosh, Verbal Eliezer, he's going to come to Verbal Eliezer. Amar, Makshinan Asham Lachatas, he says way back in Daf Beis that what do? We have a Hekesh. Ashem do chatas. Just like a chatas shechted, not for its sake, is no good. So is the case of the Ashem. The Bryce is saying that even though the Ashem was shechted outside, not for its own sake, the shechita is still going to be is going to be chayev. Since if you would have shechted inside without any intention, it would have worked. And the same is true for the chatas shechted outside, not for its sake. V'tana tafel, and the Tana is thinking of the case that we learn out from it. That's, you know, the tafel, not the ikar, the tafel. For the ikar, and certainly this din is going to be the same with the ikar. Toshima, let's try again. We're going to go and bring a raya back up for Rav Chilkiah Bar Tuvi. Toshima, yachol shani marbe, olas mechusas man begufa. So you would think that I would also include a chi of an olas mechusas, an ola that is premature because of, let's say, an animal that was shechted within its first week of life. Mechusas man begufa. The chatas bein begufa bein bebailim. And the chatas, whether it's the actual thing itself or because of the owners, like let's say of the chatas of Nazir Mitzora, that it didn't yet come time to bring the carbon. Tamad lomar ve'el pesach ol moed. Right? And to come against that, it says, by the pesach ol moed, which means kol she'eno ro'oi, level pesach ol moed, whatever. Carbonos are unfit to come into the Pesach Ol Moed in Chayev Maleim. One is not going to be Chayev for them. And the Brice is including the Chatas, Vilo Ashram Shayara, where it leaves out the Ashram. It doesn't darshan the Pasuk to exclude from the Chi of the Ashram of a Nazir Mitzorah that's before the time because of the owner. Maya Skina, what are we dealing with? Elam Lishmo, if you want to say we're talking about a case in which the carbon was shechted Lishmo. Ashem Nami Lifterei, then let the Brisa also pater the one who's doing the Ashem as well, because the before the Zman of the Ashem also is not ready to be brought in. And Alav Shalashmo must be talking about the Shalashmo. So the Brisa is leaving out the Ashem because a early Ashem that Shechted not for its own sake is fit to be brought inside, which goes according to Rav Chilkiah by Tuvi. Says more back for Rav Huna, Liolim Shalashmo. Really, Shalashmo. Verbally Ezer is going over the Ezer. Demakish Ashem Lachatos. Tana Iker. And the leaving of the Ashram is not a problem because we made the Iker of a Kosher and Tafel. It's certainly Tafel as well. Let's try again for Rav Chilkiah Bar Tuvi. Toshima. The Chiyasir of Dimi Yomar, Tanit Ve Rabbi Levi. The Bryce was taught, and then the Bryce. Tanit Ve Rabbi Levi. Yochel Shani Motzi Af Olas Mechusas Mama Bailim. You would think there's a pasuk which says El Pesach Ol Moed. You would think that I should exclude from the Shechiyah also the Ola that is before this man because of the Bailim. The Ashem Nazir, where it's not yet time to bring it. The Ashem Nazir, the Ashem Mitzorah, and the Ashem Nazir and Mitzorah that are also going to be possible. Now, the Nasav Lutamid Lechiyuva. The Baisa mentions a pasuk, a teaching, right, to be Mechayev, somebody. the one who shachs for that which we just mentioned, v'lo yadana mai tamuda, but I don't know exactly what teaching we had. Ravina said, sure, mikol makom, it says an axe, including any case of an axe. Kavas mikol makom, eiz mikol makom. This price we just brought now is backing up of Chilkia Baltuvia, because it's mentioned in the case of the Asham and not the case of the Chatas. Okay, now, ha, this is Gemara, 1 second, ha mai rubia. Where's the contradiction over here? Kida amart. It's like you said before, that the Bryce is talking about a carbon shechted, not for its own, not shalom shmo, at its right time, and it goes good to really answer. How's this a raya? Rav Nachman Yachman said, the raya is based on this idea. Mishum derami, the Tana, devi Rabbi Levi, at the Tana Levi, that Rav Dimi brought a contradiction between a Bryce that's taught from seemingly the same person. Because Asham Nazir for Asham Mitzara, Levi said that Asham Nazir Asham Mitzara Shashachtan Shalol Shema, it's done not Lishma. Kesherin, the Kasher, for lo Olu Bailim Shem Chalavi, that doesn't work for the Baal. Shachtan Mechusar Zman Bailim, if they were Shachted while being Mechusar Zman for the Baal, Osho Yibini Shtei Shanim Ushchatan, or let's say they're 2 years old, right? They're in the second year, and he Shachted them. Yeah. Psulin, they are going to be puzzle. Right? Because the Brisa paskins that the premature Ashram that shechted in the Beis HaMikdash is no good. And we learn out that if a premature Ashram is shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be no good. It's going to be puzzle. This of Dima asked is a contradiction to the previous Brisa, which says that one is going to be chayah for shechting a premature Ashram at the Beis HaMikdash. Moshani Rav Dimi, and he answered, look, Asha, Khan Lishmo, this price of relief he's talking about with Asham Shekh Lishmo. Khan Shalishmo, they were talking about Shalishmo. Avashi, Rami Masisa, and Abaisa. Avashi, you asked the Kasha, a similar contradiction between our Mishnah, which says that somebody who shechs a premature Asham outside is not Chayef, the Baisa of Rav Ilai, which proves that somebody who shechs a premature Asham outside is going to be Chayef. Mishani answered, Khan Lishmo, Khan Shalishmo. One is talking about the case of Lishmo, the other is talking about Shalishmo. Now, Rav Dima is saying that these are contradictory brises, right? It comes out that he heard from that the brise of Rav Eloi is talking about where the Asham was shechted before, too early, which goes against the answer given before for Rav Huna, that the brise is talking about Asham shechted v'zmano. According to this, let me tell you to Rav Huna. Shouldn't we say this is Tiyufta to Rav Huna? Knocks him out. I'm the Rav Huna. How come I skin him? What are we talking about? Could go and say, here for Shtei Ashamos L'Achrayos. We're talking about a case where somebody set aside two Ashamos as a Achrayos, and then prematurely shechted one of them outside the Beis HaMikdash for the sake of an Ola. In this case, the carbon is fit to be brought within for the din regarding two Asham carbon set aside for the same Chiyav is the Chad Minayu Meikara Olahi, that one of them Meikara is called an Ola. Beep, turn the page. Zuck the next part of the Mishnah. Somebody brings up of the meat of a chatas outside of the Beis HaMikdash is not going to be chayef. Now, the Mishnah starts to list different types of substances and avodas where there's no chiyev for bringing up, for being maila, or doing them outside the Beis HaMikdash. And let's take a look. Tanu Rabbanan, minayin lamaila b'psar chatas. Where do we know? B'psar ashram, b'psar kachim, kachim, b'psar kachim kalim. Mosar omer, shtei lechem, lechem apadim, b'shar minachos, shapater. Tamil omer, ola. Pasuk says, ola. That is, that v'aleim tomer ish ish mi beis Yisrael minagera, sher yigor b'sochem, sher yale, ola o zevach. Ma'ola shehira uyala Allah, just like an ola is something which is fit to be brought up, af kosher uyala Allah, so to anything that's fit to be, and that's being, it's excluding these other things which are not able to be brought up. Right? All these things can't be eaten by the Kohen or by the owners, and therefore they're not putting them as bech. Minayin, where do we know? Sha'afayotzek, that somebody pours oil in a mincha, v'abol, and mixes it in the flour, v'aposes, or breaks a mincha into pieces, v'amolech, or somebody who salts it, v'aminif, who waves it, v'amagish, who brings it near the mincha, v'masad v'ashochem, who sets up the lechem apadam, v'ashochem v'amitif, v'aneros, somebody goes and gets ready for the lamps of the menorah, v'akomates, right, cleans it out, v'akomates, removes the comates of flour from the mincha, v'amakabel, where somebody receives a dam of an animal of a carbon in a kli. Bachutz, if this is bachutz, the potter brings in a potter. Tamad lo mer sheyale ola uzavach ma la she gemar voda. Just like a la is a gemar voda, and what's going to be chayav for doing outside of isamigdash. Of course, she gemar voda to do anything to make a voda, which is excluding the ones we said earlier, which are not finishing avodas. Okay, he's looking at this part of the Mishnah. Achelo hukama mishka. Until the Mishka was set up, bamas are going to be mutter, and the avoda was done by the first by the Bechor. Yosef Rav Huna by Rav Katina, commander of Chista, Vikakari, who's reading a pasuk. It says, Vishlach is Nari b'nei Yisrael, and he sent the youths of b'nei Yisrael. So Rav Chista explained, what is this? It's talking about the Bechor. Amr Lei, Hachi Amr Rabbi Asi, Upasku. They brought up the karbanos, and then they stopped, right? The dad of the avodah of the Bechor was their last act, and then it was given to the Kohanim. Savar lo sufe mimasnisan. Rav Chista thought to challenge Rav Huna from our Mishnah, which says straight up that they continued to do it until the Mishkan, and then Shmae de Ka'amar Mishmei de Rav Adabar Ava, who wasn't able to do it yet, and he heard from Rav Adarava that Ola Sheikrivu Yisrael Bamidbar, the Ola that was brought in the Midbar, Eino Teuna Hefshet V'Nituach, it didn't need to be skinned and cut up. Osvei, Osvei Braisa Deshavi Bekula. So if we challenge him from a Braisa, which can knock out both of the things we're going to mention, the time was in a Braisa, Ashal Hukam Mishkan, until the Mishkan was set up, Abomus Mutaros, Va'avoda Bibcharos, Va'akol Ksher in the Hakriv, and all types of animals were able to be brought. Behimachai Vof, Zachar Munakevas, Tamimu Bali Moment, Tahorin Aval Lo Tamein, Va'akol Karvu Olos, all were brought Olos, Va'olos Shekriva Yisrael, Bamidbar, and the Ola that is brought in the Midbar to Unav Shet Venituach. Garim now is able to do it on the Bamos. So this clearly goes against Rav Huna on both accounts. Right? Because it says first that the Bechor did it until the end of the building of the Mishkan. Rav Huna says no, that the Bechor was switched up by the Kohanim by Har Sinai. And then secondly, it says that the oils are brought in the Midbar. You have to skin it and cut into pieces. Rav Huna says they didn't have to do it. So what's going on? Says Gemara Tanoihi, that this is a Mechlokes Tanoihim, the time of the Nebraisa. Vegam, a Kohanim, Hanigashim, Elohim, Iskadashu. Hashem told Moshe before the Aser Sadibas Hashim, and also the Kohanim would come close so Hashem should prepare themselves, right? Prepare to keep the distance from the mountain, just like all the Yidden. Yeshua ben Karcho, Omer Zuprishas Becharos. This is talking about separating the firstborns. Because the firstborns at the time were the ones who did the avoda. Rabbi Omer Zuprishas Nadav Aviu. This is talking about separating Nadav and Aviu. It was them who did the avoda from the time of the giving of the Torah and on, and were there for the one that Hashem was warning there. In fact, the Gemara Bishul Amadam Zuprishas Nadav Aviu. That's what it means when it says Hu Asher Dibra Hashem Leimor Bekrovei Akadosh. That's what it says. Those I'm sanctifying those who are near to me. Moshe is talking about the warning. To the warning that was said at Har Sinai to the Kohanim who had come close not to go over this area of here unless they die, so that they don't come to die. And Laman Damer Zuprishas Becharos, talking about Becharos, Hechir Yemiza, where was it that another view had been hinted to beforehand? And what does it mean? What was Moshe referencing when he said, of this Hashem spoke? I shall set my meeting there with Bnei Yisrael, and the Mishkan will be Nikdash, will sanctify through my honor. Rather with my honored ones. This he said to Moshe Rabbeinu. For lo yadu, but Moshe didn't understand who he was talking about at the time. Ad shemes bnei Aaron, until the children of Aaron died. Once he died, Amar, he said, Amar lo Aaron achi, Aaron my brother. Lo mosu banacha, ella, mahaktish. Right, to show the world how Kadosh Baruch Hu is so exacting with those close to him. Rashi says, Lodiyash, who Nora al Yerev, we Udav, Mzel, who
אשר דיבר אליי ביום שנצווייסי על המשכן, ונקדש בכבודי באוסם נכפד מקרוב לי הקדש. Back in the Gemara, אלא לא מייסו בנך, אלא הקדיש שמו של הקדש ברוך הוא, כיוון שיד האירון שבנם ידועי מקום הן, when Aaron became aware that his sons were considered close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shazaki was quiet. Mekiba Schar, and he received Schar for doing it, for accepting this judgment without complaining. Shinamar Zabazik says, Vayidom Aaron, and Aaron was quiet. V'chein B'David Ulam, he also finds B'David Melech, it says, Dom Hashem V'yischolala, wait silent for Hashem and long for him. That can be understood that Afal Pi Shemapi L'cha Chalolam Chalolam, even though he fell from, even though he ends up killing, forgive me for such intensity here, but that is killing. You have one dead after another, as you're losing love to love, and atstok, you were quiet, you didn't say anything. V'chem b'shlomo, Omer also says, by Shlomo Melech, eis lachshos v'eis l'daber. There's a time to be quiet and a time to speak. Meaning, pa'am sh'shos l'gim akav l'schar, l'shtika. Sometimes you're quiet and get schar for quiet. Pa'am medaber, b'kav l'schar l'dibor. Sometimes you speak and you get schar for the dibor, for speaking.
Right, again. We also find this by Shlomo, Eis Lachshos V'Sladav, is a time to be quiet and a time to speak. Sometimes you're quiet and you get schar for being quiet. Sometimes you speak and schar for speaking. Right? Somebody goes through a hard time and he's quiet, he accepts his suffering without complaining against Hashem, gets schar. And also someone who sings out to Hashem when you have good things happen, gets schar as well. V'hainu da'amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. My desire, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk? Nora Elokim mimikdashecha, that is that when it says you are awesome Hashem from your mikdashecha, from your sanctuaries. I'll take mimikdashecha. Don't mean it from that. Elo mimikudashecha, from your sanctified ones. B'shasha osai kadosh baruch hu din b'kadoshav, at the time when the kadosh baruch hu makes a judgment against his holy ones, misyariu misalu misalu, becomes feared, exalted, and praised. Elakasha ola. Okay, so now we answer the first one. What about the second statement? Kasha the ola. Ravuna says that the ola brought by Bnei Yisrael in the midbar doesn't need to be skinned and taken apart, but the Braisa says that it does need that. And for the Gemara, trait tanai he, there's two tanaim the tanya. We learned in the Braisa. Right, some machlokas here, right? The number of Yishmael Omer, klolus number of Sinai, the klolum were said by Sinai, pratus b'olmoid, and then the details by olmoid. Only at Sinai, when Moshe picked up the Torah, said the general principles, and then the details were told later on. Rekiva Omer, klolus u'pratus number said, no, they got everything there. V'nishta b'olmoid, then it was repeated by the olmoid. V'nishtal shabar arvos moav, then again, it was repeated again by arvos moav. So that answers up this kash over here. Of Huna's second statement, because he's going according to Rishmol, says that the laws of the skinning and the cutting were not revealed to Moshe until the Mishkan was set up. Therefore, at Har Sinai didn't have those dinim over there. The Braisa is going to Rabbi Akiva that these laws were given at Har Sinai, and therefore the Har Sinai Karbanos also had these things as well. With this, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.